This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go! This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with your host Larry Bluestein on 560 WQAM.
That is us on a Monday evening. Back in the saddle on that first day of the week. Not that we didn't enjoy Wednesday last week, because that was certainly a show that probably one of our most active shows, a lot of response, having both head coaches at Florida State and Miami with Manny Diaz and obviously Willie Taggart, as we welcome you in, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com on your radio dial up until 9 o'clock this evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G with us for the ride. And again, we come at you on this Monday night with a pretty decent lineup, and we'll talk about that in just a minute or so. And just relaying all the things that from last week's show and some of the feedback off the show and what the coaches said. And a lot of people listen. You know, they want to. If you're a high school football fan, you're a recruiter, you just a fan. You know, and you want to get an edge on what's going on. I mean, we give it to you. We have the guests that bring it to you. This isn't. I heard this from some source. This is all the time. We're going to have a player on, a coach at the high school level, a college coach, and somebody to deal with recruiting, and we have that all for you this evening. About 8:45 or so, we're going to bring you head football coaches who do not get a chance to come out during the spring. Give them an opportunity, as we did last week with Willie Taggart from Florida State and Manny Diaz, and which we've done with Coach Reichel at St. Thomas University and Coach Socha at Kaiser. We're going to bring you schools from throughout the country. And throughout the state, obviously, we'll have Charlie Strong. We'll have everybody. We have West Florida already. So that's our aim, because we have a lot of kids that are playing a lot of different places around the country. And certainly it's nice to hear some of those college coaches sell their programs, and you have an idea where exactly some of these kids, who they're playing for. And tonight that'll be the case. At about 8:45 or so, we'll be joined by Coach Scott Satterfield, who's the new head coach at Louisville. We had him on last year at Appalachian State. Great guy. Tremendous coach. Check him after our show. Go on Google and you'll see Scott Satterfield has been very successful everywhere he's been. University of Miami fans know they played him a couple of years ago up in Boone, North Carolina. He'll join us at 8:45. At 8:30, pretty good doings around 8:30. Corey Bender over the weekend. The Adidas was an Adidas weekend. On Saturday, they had the Adidas had a 7-on-7, in which Team Tampa beat South Florida Express. And then at the same time, they had a pre-combine for some athletes. And then on Sunday, Adidas hosted the Rivals camp, and great camp. A lot of tremendous football players. That was yesterday. Wow. It was hard to believe. It was a long weekend. But a lot of things going on. The most important thing you could do every day, every other day, if you get a chance, go on our website, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, or go to WQAM.com. You'll see us. You'll see all our podcasts. You'll see tonight's show. Danny G will put that up right when we're finished this evening, so we'll have that for you. You'll get a chance to listen to, excuse me, all the guests. But go to SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. two blogs every day, a lot of player rankings, player information, just to get the chance to know some of the South Florida kids. As I mentioned, Coach Scott Satterfield and Corey Bender will join us. Corey will talk to us about the weekend. He was there. He'll talk to you about some of the outstanding athletes who were on hand, and there were some really good ones. About 8:20, Coach Gary Moise, who's the new head coach at Piper up in Sunrise. That's always a very competitive program. But we start this evening's program off with University of Miami commitment. No stranger to the South Florida area. Has done an awesome job at Naples High School as a tight end, defensive end. Dominic Mamorelli, he joins us this evening. Dominic, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Good to hear from you.
Yep. Well, talk about this. I mean, here's a guy who has been solidly committed to one school for a year. We don't hear Dominic Mamorelli's going to Florida, he's going to Iowa or Penn State. We know one thing, you're very solid in your decision, enough to enjoy what's coming up on your senior season. Talk about that, the decision to go to the University of Miami, and now you have a new coaching staff. A lot of the guys are there, but different people. Talk about the decision through all the changes that were made that you stayed true to your commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, when that first happened, you know, I was interested, like, you know, who's it gonna be? And then once I found out it was Manny, I was like, oh, it's gonna be great. And you know, it goes more than just a coaching answer. This is everything. I mean, there's a business, so sometimes people that do recruit you, they're not always gonna be there. But you know, I love the school. My mom still lives over there, and I'm from there, so
right.
Everything matches up for me. So it's like, why go anywhere else when it's like sitting right there? You know, it's a blessing too. It's a great school, which is most important. You know, it's great to get a degree from there. And I have friends that are super smart in my school. They're like, man, you're so lucky you get to go there. And I'm like, thank you. So
yeah.
It's just a blessing, really, to have the opportunity at that school. It's just awesome.
You take a look at that program, and I know over the last year since you've made your commitment, you've had an opportunity to get close to some of the guys who are already on campus and playing, you know, because they want to start up that friendship and keep you around. Talk about that, because I know it goes on at a lot of schools, but it seems like over the last couple of years, University of Miami has created a bond with their recruits.
For sure, yeah. Will and Brev, you know, I talk to them, and I don't really get to talk to a lot of the other players. But when I was at Paradise Camp, you know, I was with them for a majority of the time. And, you know, I like them. And I think Will is kind of like myself. He's kind of laid back and chill. And, you know, I like talking to them. They're all great people. And that's the biggest thing for me, too, is it's not like when I was being recruited, you know, I wanted to feel like I fit in. Like it's the people that I'm around. And, you know, I feel like all those guys, you know, they want to do something. They have, like, goals. You know, they want right. to do stuff and get better every day. So that's what really attracted me. It's just like who they are and stuff.
Dominic Mamorelli joining us, Naples Senior High School, University of Miami commitment. From a high school standpoint, you've had some outstanding coaching. You talk about Coach Kramer, who may not get as much the pub that he deserves, and I've known him for a long time. Talk about that experience, because a lot of people, you know, they don't really get a chance to hear about Naples. Southwest Florida, yeah, kind of like is in the dark zone. Give everybody an opportunity to know what he represents and some of the coaches that coach at Naples, because it's always a really quality program.
Yeah. Well, you know, Coach Horn, Coach Dallahan have all been together for a long time. You know, it's really cool to see that, because that doesn't happen too often. But Coach K, he's really helped me a lot, helped me grow as a player, has believed in me. My freshman year was my first year playing. I played defensive end. And then when I went to Naples, I was going to play quarterback. And then I went to wide receiver. He's like, you know what, you're going to play tight end. So I was like, all right. And then it's just been there ever since, and it's been fun. You know, we joke, he's cool, and when we get serious, you know, we know. But he's a great guy. He's a real player's coach. He's always looking out for you, and has a lot of success with players in the past that have went there. And all around, he's just a great person to be around, and sends about his faith, and just he's a good dude.
Yeah. He is, and he's always been that way. And I know he's had some outstanding guys that he's coached over the years. And then, you know, we were talking about you when I saw him last, and he was impressed with how quick you pick things up. And, I mean, but that's being around football, and you've been around football all your life. I mean, you know, I have a lot of people. I know a lot of Sal Broward people are listening tonight because they remember when your dad was the guy. And he was I'll tell you what, I can never figure out how a guy that big just kicked. But he had a leg on him, and certainly a guy and I'll tell you, Dominic, I think it was like 3-4 years ago, he gave me a call and he goes, my son's getting bigger and bigger, and he says, and he's gonna play somewhere, he says he's gonna be better than me. So, you know, if he gives out some of those compliments, and he was a pretty decent athlete himself. As far as now that you've got your senior year coming up, I know that's exciting. Your program in high school is always competitive. What do you do now? I mean, what are you going to do now between now and spring, and then after spring till the season starts?
Well, I plan on graduating early.
Okay.
So I'm doing that, and I'm just working out, really, just trying to get better. I mean, you know, when it first happened, when I got my first offer, so I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, my dad would always be like, oh, it's going to happen one day. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's like, all right, yes. I mean, I would just keep working and working. I would never stop working. And I used to be a basketball player, so that's why I used to, like, sit in my room and just dribble and think, man, one day. And I don't really know why I switched out of basketball. I think I feel like I have more opportunity in football. But, you know, I just off-season working, lifting, trying to get bigger and faster.
Right.
Just really working on my craft. I mean, I feel like that's why I don't go to many of these camps. It's like I'm so busy with doing stuff with our school and trying to get better and just working out with my teammates and stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's not even for me. I'll go out with my center and I'll let him snap balls, like 100 balls to me, and they'll do, like, footwork and stuff, you know.
Right. And you know, go ahead, finish that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm really close with, like, my teammates and stuff, so we do a lot of stuff together that, you know, I feel like I get more out of what I do with them than going to a camp for, like, a whole day and getting, like, a couple of reps.
Well, yesterday, I mean, it's funny. It's like you were standing over my shoulder because people were saying the same thing. Because here we were yesterday seeing the same kids that we saw at Under Armour, the same kids that we saw over at the opening, doing the same kind of drills, and I understand where you're coming from. Because, I mean, especially like if you've done it to where you can only do so much. You know, I mean, you're already committed to where you want to go. You know your workout. Yeah, it's good to get out and compete, but I'm sure you do that with your teammates, and like you said, you guys play a little bit of 7-on-7. How is that? How does that help you, 7-on-7? That should help you pretty good as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It helps me work on a lot of stuff I don't get to work on, you know. But I like blocking. That was the one thing in basketball. I was really mad, and I was just like, man, it was like annoying because you can't like touch anyone or everyone goes crazy. But in football, it was kind of like an outlet to where if I could, like, I'm going to go, like, after that person. Like, I can be physical, but, like, I don't know. I think I like the physicality to it and stuff.
Are you one of those guys that wears UM stuff everywhere? I mean, no matter where it is, goes to the grocery store, goes to school. No, you're not?
No, I kind of just wake up and think, yeah, I'm with us today.
That's a good thing because, you know, after guys commit or they're leaning towards somebody, their socks are Ohio State and Penn State hat. No, that's good to hear. I mean, because the picture that we used today had you in a UM shirt. But, hey, listen, you're going there. I know you're proud. I know they're proud of you. Dominic, again, thanks so much for taking the time. The best of luck this summer, and I know the University of Miami fans can't wait to have you come to Coral Gables.
Me too. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Dominic Mamorelli, University of Miami, getting a good one. I know, Danny, I know you're all excited. Good guy. And the crazy thing is his father used to play at South Broward High School. One of the best kickers ever. But he was like Dominic's size. But he could blast it. He went to Cincinnati and had an awesome career. And certainly coming back this way and getting a lot of family and friends having an opportunity to watch him. I know that's the type of recruit you start making your, you know, playoff plans in the, you know, near future with. You get a guy who's a big-time guy on top of the other guys as well. just the beginning. We have three more guests to go. Don't forget, about 8:45 or so, we'll hook up with Coach Scott Satterfield from the University of Louisville. He has a couple of players that are already on, and I know they're going to be listening full force tonight. They have texted me already and told me. 8:30, Corey Bender will join us from Gators territory, talking a little bit about the Adidas. When we come back, we'll talk to the new head coach from Piper High School, Gary Moise.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Rocking our way back in. It sounds like, look at you, look at that guitar. South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with you and Danny G. And thanks so much to Dominic Mamorelli, University of Miami commitment from Naples Senior High School, for joining us in our first segment. And certainly over the weekend, we had a lot going on. As I said, on Saturday, you had the 7-on-7 tournament that Adidas had. They also had a pre-type of event where you did well, you could be invited back yesterday, where they had an opportunity to have some pretty decent kids. And if you were around for our first interview with Dominic Mamorelli, we were talking about, you know, it gets to the point where, yeah, it's an honor to go, but it's the same thing, same kids, but different awards, you know, so everybody's not winning the same thing all the time. But on Friday night, there was a really nice thing. Calvary Christian Academy up in Fort Lauderdale hosts a monthly free event. It's a combine, college coaches come, kids get a chance to throw the ball around. And it was up there that I saw Coach Gary Moise for the first time, and we talked a little bit. He's the new head coach at Piper. Some of his ideas, some of his, you know, I mean, he's new. I mean, he's just coming into a situation where there's always athletes, and that's what he's going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, setting the table for his first spring as a head coach with Piper. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Bluestein. It's a real honor, and I appreciate you guys reaching out so we can let people know about Piper's program, what we have going moving forward.
I know you have an opportunity. This is kind of an assessment time for you, seeing what you have heading into spring. You know, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of younger kids that took a lead role. You know, you and I had an opportunity to watch the really, really good quarterback, J.J. Ferraro, who is going to be one of the top ones, and he's a great place to start. Talk about what you want to do now, Coach. I mean, this is a student base that generally has a lot of athletic talent, a lot of football kids. Now, obviously, you have to go through them with your coaches and see who fits where as you head to spring. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in your first spring?
In regards to what I'm looking forward to my first spring, it's just really setting a tone and setting the culture of the program. What you want to do is build a strong culture. I firmly believe that the best teams at all levels of sports, if you look at, you know, the New England Patriots or San Antonio or Alabama, Clemson, all those teams have a strong culture. So more than anything else, I want to build a strong culture in the school, in the classroom, and just the program overall. So the first things first is just holding the boys accountable with the academics, you know, because it's one thing to be great on the field, but if you don't have the academics, it's going to all, you know, it's for naught.
Sure.
So the biggest thing we want to do is make sure that we hold the kids accountable in the classroom, instill that discipline within the culture, instill the work ethic within the culture, and just create men of what we call men of action. And the biggest piece of that is being accountable for our academics, our character, whether we're good teammates, the involvement in the community, you know, how we look at things, whether we're optimistic. We just want to build culture more than anything.
Sure.
So that's what I'm looking to do in the spring, is kind of create, just rebranding ourselves and creating that culture. and that winning attitude.
And you know, at the same time, you have the talent. You have athletes that, like I said, that are walking the halls on a daily basis. I've seen this program for years and years and years, and what is to choose from. So after getting the culture, moving in a direction that it needs to be. I mean, because if everybody's not on the same page, like you said, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. If some kids buy into going this class and some kids don't, you're going to have an incomplete team. It's not going to be team, but it's going to be individuals. But you take a look at the district, where this team has gotten over the last 3-4 years, been in the playoff picture. You have an opportunity with the right pieces in the right places to really start this thing off on a really positive note. Talk about that.
Yeah, most definitely. Starting off, like I said, like you mentioned, JJ, awesome quarterback, wonderful centerpiece to the entire puzzle. And one of the things that I, mentioned is that Coach Coleman actually did a wonderful job of bringing somewhat of a winning tradition back. So I'm inheriting a group of kids who've won. They've gone to the playoffs the last 3 out of 4 years. And, we're moving into a district where we can have some success. So we're looking forward to doing that. And like you said, I'm actually an alumni from 07, so I understand what's walking through the hallways and where we get the kids from. We have great athletes on the constant, and we, our feeder programs, whether it's Tamarack or Hurricanes, they used to be formerly the Gators.
Sunrise Gators.
Sunrise Hurricanes. Yeah. They do a wonderful job of feeding us awesome athletes, so it's my job to cultivate those athletes and give them opportunity to shine on Fridays. So, that's what we're looking to do. And, we have Western in our district, so they're always tough. Sadis Bay's coming along. You have Flanagan there as well. West Broward with that single wing is always tough. But I feel like we do a wonderful job in setting that culture and cultivating those athletes and turning them into great football players. We'll have a chance to make some noise, like you said. But it all starts with that culture piece.
I 100% agree. Coach Gary Moyce joining us. Piper High School, Sunrise, the Bengals have, as he said, over the last couple of years, have been right in that hunt. They've come up with some huge games. They've had a challenging schedule. I came up with a big win over Norlin. So this is a program that has the athletes coaching. And as you said, you change the culture, and I know the support from the athletic department, from your
awesome.
AD. And
he's awesome AD,
principal.
Yep. With awesome principal, Mr. Gomez, and also Ms. Hodigan as well. So, the support from the administration has been, phenomenal. What people have to understand when you're building a program or you're trying to, continue to win, that it takes everyone. The entire building has to be aligned. That's one of the things that I'm fortunate to have at Piper, is that everyone's aligned. So, just making sure we're pulling in the same direction. And that we just do what's best for kids at the end of the day.
Yeah, and also when you take a look at some of the things, as you've already started, going to an event like the other night and bringing some of your players and bringing some of the kids who needed looks as well that are seniors, and which is awesome. I mean, that's the best thing about that when you have, college decision makers and head coaches sitting right there. And if your kid does well in front of them, that's an awesome forum. But like the other night, getting some younger kids there and bringing some of your younger kids to mix with some pretty decent athletes. That's got to grow them up quicker. That's got to give them more confidence. Talk about that too, because I know that's important to you as well.
Well, one of the things that I told the kids, come out Friday and really test yourself against other competition. Iron sharpens iron. So at the end of the day, you'll have an opportunity to play against some other great, phenomenal athletes. And you also have an opportunity to get that exposure in front of, like you said, college coaches.
Right.
So it's
right.
A win-win for everyone. And then, with the T48 program and that camp, the Bible-based part of it was awesome as well. So
yes.
It's a win-win for everyone. You're getting a chance to get that exposure in front of those college coaches, those decision-makers, like you said. The Bible-based program that T48 does with the camp. And just getting that exposure, getting that real life. Some of the kids are freshmen and sophomores, you know, yeah. lining up against seniors, and man, I can win.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I got open.
Yeah.
You know, so some of that stuff is eye opening for them and just building their confidence. And, you know, most of the time, seasons are won in the off season. You know, before we get to the fall, a lot of the work is done now. So, you know, building that confidence in those young, you know, the young men was instrumental. So Friday was definitely awesome. Event to partake in.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. We'll be checking in with you. I'm sure we'll see you a lot during the spring and the summer.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Bluestein. I really look up to you. You do wonderful work in the community. You've been doing this for a while. The kids really love you. And, the show in general, I'm a fan of it. And I wish you the best going forward, and go Bengal Nation.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Gary Morris, the new head coach at Piper. And like I said, I mean, they have talent, and they've had talent in the past. A lot of kids left, but it shows. I always say that. I always illustrate by saying, listen, if they had the talent to do it once, they still have it again. So that's just a culture. I mean, you can't ever take anything personal if you're a coach coming into a new environment. Even though it's his school, it's just a lot of different things have changed, and not all the kids are going to follow you. You know, they may say, well, and then you have all these people who are just like to be gossipy and say, well, this coach is not good, and he doesn't know, but he's just making things up, and that's how the world is. But you weather that storm, and I'll tell you what, you come out on the other end, and you're a much better person, and your program's going to be much better as well. We thank Coach Morris, and we give him all the luck and possible. As I said, he's moving into a new district, a competitive district, something that he has an opportunity to compete in. As I said, over the weekend, Adidas front and center with the Rivals Camp on Friday or Saturday and Sunday. Also on Saturday, the 7-on-7 tournament at Ives. Always joining us, Corey Bender, Gators territory. But not only that, he saw all those athletes who participated in the camp yesterday and also the 7-on-7. He joins us. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time after a relaxing week in South Florida.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Larry. How's it going?
Great, great. You saw a lot of athletes. I mean, we stood there in the heat and humidity on Saturday on that AstroTurf and watched Trey Fisher's do well. Jimbo was at the event watching him and a lot of other elite players from Texas and Louisiana and North Florida all over. Let's look at that first. Look at the 7-on-7, some of the impressions you had of it, and there were a lot of big-time kids there.
Yeah, and obviously with that, I think obviously the big-name kids obviously show out those type of events, but it's also an environment with some of the under-recruited, some of the guys, some of the names you don't hear about too often. It's one of those settings where you make a few big plays, your name can really get out there. So you saw some of those guys kind of make plays as well. But as far as overall, I mean, the first guy kind of stand out to me was Leonard Manuel, who played with the South Florida, even though he does live in Marion County. And he obviously is a big kid at 6'5", but obviously moves like a receiver much smaller than that, very smooth getting in and out of his cuts. Miles Brooks and Derek Bermudez, those are two defensive backs with pro impact that really caught my attention. Miles Brooks is a guy I think most people know. He's kind of been more on the national scene for a while now with offers from almost every national program. But Derek Bermudez, that's a kid from Jacksonville, Stanglewood,
right,
that about 6'2", 180 with a good length. I think he projects better at safety, but can play corner in certain situations. But he's a kid that really impressed me, and it's no surprise a lot of schools are going in after him. So,
and that's pro. That's the pro impact team. That's the Jacksonville-based team. That's a really good and very talented team always.
Yeah, and then you throw in Fred Davis in the mix too. I mean,
Trinity,
right,
yep.
Now. Yep. So basically, they have a lot of big time DBs in this cycle in Jacksonville, and all of them. I mean, for the majority of them, play for pro impact, but. No, it was a great tournament, like you said, from top to bottom. A lot of big-name kids from a lot of different states. Marcus Fleming, another kid obviously down in your area, really impressed me too, a Miami commit. He's a kid that really kind of thrives in those type of situations, in the open field, 7-on-7 type situations. So Derek Wingo's another one. So, no, overall, though, I mean, there's a laundry list of kids that really stood out, and, those are a good handful of them.
But also having an opportunity to see kids from around, we saw Atlanta team come. They had the quarterback from What's the name of this? Buford, the tall kid, who wasn't bad, but the young man that's committed to LSU that came from Lake Charles, Louisiana, may have stole the show from what he looked like.
PJ Finley, about 6'7", 6'6", and a half, and I was about to mention him too. I mean, as far as great arm strength, and the thing is too with him, he fit a lot of balls in tight windows too. I mean, obviously you look at him, he has that prototypical size, and it's no surprise a lot of these big time schools are going after him. But yeah, he's committed to in-state LSU. A lot of other big schools are pushing for him, but elite size and arm strength, and it shows why LSU made him such a priority to keep him close to home.
Yeah, and definitely getting a kid from Lake Charles. Then you take a look at some of the other teams, the Tallahassee, the record breakers, who had, as we said, Trey Fisher, who's, you know, to me is a 1AA-ish type of quarterback. I mean, he seems like he's a very intelligent young man that's, you know, following in the footsteps of his dad. I think he gets into coaching. He just seems like that. Talk about that team, because they had a few kids as far from Tallahassee. They had the kid Arza, Macho Arza, who was from actually started down here at Booker T.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, go back to the quarterback too, like you said, as far as him getting the coaching, you can obviously see, I think, as far as how smart he is with the football and the way he sees the field and just his decision making. And that's where you kind of see it. It reminds me of like a few years ago when you saw Buckshot Calvert when he played, obviously, right, in South Florida. There's a lot of these quarterbacks that maybe aren't getting a lot of the recognition nationally for recruiting and, like you said, some double-A schools, but you can really see how smart these kids are with the ball. And obviously when you see them get to the next level for some of those schools that obviously aren't as big, it really doesn't surprise you if you're tracking them throughout their whole high school career there in 7-on-7. And that's exactly what it kind of reminds me of after seeing those Tallahassee schools.
Corey Bender joining us, Rivals.com, also part of the Rivals Camp Series, which took place at Mylander in Hialeah. Yesterday you were there with us, and another warm day, but certainly a lot of talent. I mean, you know as well as I do, there's a lot of kids in this state going everywhere. But what did you think about yesterday? I know it's a combine setting, but quarterbacks, defensive backs, wide receivers really get to judge how good they are in those type of settings.
Yeah, that was my first Rivals camp, so I was definitely really impressed, and especially with the young guys too, the Julian Armella over at St. Thomas Aquinas, the 2020 offensive tackle, Florida State legacy. He got the MVP for us, obviously only being a freshman. There were some big-time names along the offensive line, Marcus Dumas, there's a lot of big names. For him being a 2020 kid, I think the sky's the limit with that kid. He's about 6'5". Obviously, you see him down there, 6'5", 6'4", and a half.
Yeah, freshman.
He's
a 22 kid, yeah.
Absolutely. And obviously, you have some of the notable names. You know, Marcus Rosemey, I think as far as his build at receiver, he was everything as advertised. Obviously, I'm sure you saw the rep, too, when the defensive back was kind of calling out his recognition about him being ranked so high. And he stepped up and had, obviously, like a highlight reel touchdown in the back of the end zone. And
that happens.
Like you said, a lot of these guys, they step up. And another guy, too, that we're talking about guys that maybe not, obviously, on the national radar, but Michael Pratt from Boca Raton, the quarterback. He's another kid that definitely impressed in the setting. Obviously, you look at him, obviously, he got MVP for the quarterbacks for us.
Yeah.
Toledo, Tulane, some Ivy League schools are going after him. But I was really impressed with him. He's very consistent. Obviously, he's really on time with the ball, really good timing, and very accurate throughout the whole day. And of all the quarterbacks, I thought he was by far the most consistent, and I'm happy the Rivals national team kind of – and that's what I like about these camps. They say it's not about who has the most offers or who's ranked the highest. If you come in and perform, you're going to be recognized. And obviously with Pratt, you know, that proves to be true.
Yeah, and you know, Corey, when you talk about that, I mean, that's 100% right, because most of the people have the mindset when they get there that they've already picked their MVPs. So that dispels it, which I like, because like you said, here's Armella, who's only a freshman. He's, you know, he's a big kid and he's going to be really good. And his dad, I followed his dad in high school at Miami Springs. But not only that, you have him over the two guys that you mentioned who, listen, barring any injury, both Isaiah Walker and also Dumerville from St. Thomas will be in the NFL. I mean, barring any injuries along the way. I mean, they have the size, they have the athleticism. So for him to step up in that setting, I agree with you. And that kind of shows the people who said, listen, these things are picked in advance. Well, they're not. And I like that philosophy. It's a whole lot better philosophy than most of them. Anybody else caught your eye in yesterday at all?
Yeah, and another one, too, we're talking about names like that for the MVP for DB was, and I hope I get his name right, Dave Harrod for Stranahan down with you, Fort Lauderdale. He has Toledo and Dartmouth, so, I mean, that's another kid. He got obviously DB MVP down South Florida as far as those guys. But, yeah, no, there's a longer list of guys. I mean, Jalen Knight, and everyone knows him. I think overall him as an all-purpose back with his ability to go in the slot, just his overall acceleration, his explosiveness, and that type of setting, that didn't really surprise me. Another one, too, is Javon Javier down by you, the offensive lineman.
Oh, from Miami Christian, yeah.
Yeah. I know he's one kid that probably has to kind of reshape his frame a little bit, obviously in the weight room. But overall, though, I mean, he's very nimble for his size, and I think obviously he'll fit in real nice offensive guard. And he was good. He was consistent all the one-on-ones. He slid his feet very well, good hand placement. And like I'm a big Isaiah Walker fan. We mentioned him already. He's more of a lean type. He's more of a, as far as him and Dumervil, they're kind of two different types of offensive tackles. But he's an intelligent kid, really wants to go out and learn. I know Florida's extremely high in him. If he's not the top offensive tackle on the board, he's definitely two. So, I mean, that's another kid. Like you said, as far as having a freshman come away with the MVP honors with
crazy,
highly notable names, I mean, it's definitely awesome to see.
I agree. Corey, thanks so much. As always, we'll check in with you as we'll talk a little bit after spring, see how the Gators did during spring. A lot of University of Florida fans down here, you know that, and they want to hear all the good stuff. They can follow you on Gators territory. We're excited about it, and we'll be checking in with you. Great to see you, as always.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry. Have a great rest of the night.
Good stuff. Corey Bender from Rivals.com. Really, really outstanding mind. Knows what he's doing. Good to see him. Ever since he's been with the Gators, he's kind of like in his own little world. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Coach Scott Satterfield, University of Louisville, next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday evening. I'm Larry Bluestein along with Danny G. We thank so much in our last segment, Coach Gary Moise from Piper High School, the new head coach, and also to Corey Bender, who was nice enough to joining us from Gators territory and Rivals. He was out there. What a tremendous show so far, and we'll be hooking up in just a few minutes with Coach Scott Satterfield from Louisville. As we said, if you remember, we had him on in the past when he was at Appalachian State. I guess Danny's trying to get him now, and let's see what did you get him? No, okay, we're still trying to get Coach Satterfield. Let me just reach out. But anyway, what I was saying yesterday at the camp, as we heard Corey Bender talking just a little while ago about the about all the talent that was on hand. I mean, this happens every week. I mean, this no matter what event that you go to, it just seems to happen every week. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. As we're working feverishly, because there's a lot of Louisville fans listening, and we want to make sure that we get in touch with him. Just give me one second. Danny, you're also working? Okay. I think we're getting closer to getting them. Okay, we're working on it right now. Thanks so much. Let me just tell him that we're trying to get him, and we'll be right back. All right. But as far as yesterday, as I was saying, in the quarterback situation, we get knocked so much down here for not having those marquee quarterbacks. And it always happens that way. And, I mean, I'm an advocate in believing that most of our kids these days have been taking their time as far as making the decision at quarterback, because a lot of them are athletes. They start out a wide receiver or DB, and then they're placed at quarterback because they could throw a little bit but run. But now that's changing, and if you know, yesterday with the kid Pratt from Boca Raton was one of them, but he's not the only one. I mean, you have tons of players down here. The Nick Vadiato from the university school. He said he's waiting. Did you hear me? He's waiting. Okay. Yep. The same one that I gave you. That's the same one. 828 has the, okay. I'm just telling them that they're, yeah. Well, could you call the other coach back and let him know? Because we want to try to get the coach on. They're just letting him know. I hate radio like this when you have to scramble around, and I really, really look forward to talking to him. Just we were past the wrong number, which sometimes is never good. But in addition, the Nick Vadiato kid from University School, Deron King from Deerfield Beach, all of them are very, very good quarterbacks. I think that people are kind of getting nitpicky, with the talent that we have. We had a pretty decent article, a blog on that as well last week or 2 weeks ago about the quarterback situation in South Florida. I mean, we have a lot of talented kids. We have a lot of offense that, or run pass oriented. There's a lot of interest in our wide receivers, our quarterbacks as well. But we never get held to that high esteem like the kids from California and some of the kids from Texas. For one reason or another, you didn't get them at all. Danny, we're still trying to get him. We're still trying to. We'll work it. We'll try to get him up to the top of the hour. But anyway, so that's the thing that you got when you're in a situation with recruiting, because the quarterback has to be specific. You look at a lot of the quarterbacks around the state of Florida, whether it be at Florida State or Florida, Miami, USF or UCF. A lot of their quarterbacks come from outside the area, and I think that's going to change. We have them okay. Trying feverishly, but anyway, we have Coach Scott Satterfield on the line, new head coach at Louisville. He joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate you letting us hunt you down like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. Coach, I just want to get to the, everybody is talking about, what you've done in the past, and we followed you, and I'll be truthful, last in the off season last year, every job that opened, I kept saying, I think Coach Satterfield's the guy. You have a way with you where you let your coaches coach. You're that type. You're in control, but at the same time, when people watch you, it's like a team-oriented machine, and we watched it when you were at App State from when you started to when you left. Talk about that, being able to have all these coaches that you trust and coaches that you know that are going to do the job.
Yeah, I think that's where it starts. I think it's obviously, number one, I know I don't know it all. That's the first thing. And then number two, you just got to surround yourself with good people, and I think that's where it all starts for me, and just hiring a staff that I trust, and you mentioned that, and then also that the guys I know are going to do a good job, and they're going to teach these players, about football at number one, but then also about life and how to handle themselves and doing it the right way, So, and I think when you surround yourself with good people, then you're going to end up recruiting the kind of players that we all can be proud of. And obviously, they can play, but then they're also going to represent our university in a high manner, and then you're going to go win a lot of football games with them. And, that's kind of been the formula that we used at App State and won a ton of football games. And then, just blessed with the opportunity to come up here at the University of Louisville and to play in the ACC. We all know that, Louisville has done some great things and just had a Heisman Trophy winner and all that. So, coming off not a very good season last year, but that's why we're here. And so, we've already infused this program with some great energy with these coaches that we have. And, so it's all about the people that are surrounding me and that we have in our program. That's why we're going to make us very successful.
Coach, you also mentioned, going into the ACC, this is the Power Five job that everybody talks about. You got to get into a Power Five and this and that, but this is a really good league. A lot of people don't understand. They'll look at an upper tier team like Clemson, maybe one or two other teams, but you look top to bottom from the Dukes to the Syracuse, Boston Colleges, everybody in this league can play the game. There are no off Saturdays. You don't get a chance to go to a 1AA team. They're all big-time programs that are capable of beating you. Talk about that and what it's like for you now, because now you're recruiting, even though you always recruited at a high level, your recruiting base goes a little bit higher. The perception of the league that you're in, the program, as you said, the success they've had in the past. Talk about that, because I think that's important to understand, that even though football is football, sometimes the levels you play at maybe dictate change all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is an outstanding league that we're in. You know, you could look back at this league 4 or 5 years ago, and there were several teams that if they were on, when you're on your schedule, you felt like you can get an easy win, right, you know, with those guys. And that's not the case anymore with Syracuse, Boston College, you know, even Wake Forest, NC State. All these teams are putting on, you know, great teams, and then not even mentioning, you know, Florida State, Miami, those type teams.
Right.
You know, they're out. They're going to be outstanding. They're out there living in hotbeds full of talent, and they're always going to have players. So, you know, week in and week out, you have to play your best ball in order to have an opportunity just to try to win. And then, you know, Clemson, of course, Clemson coming off another national championship. So, you know, we have to recruit, obviously, at a high level. We have to get the kind of players that can compete, you know, at the highest level of football. And then not only that, you have to get the type of players that you know, will go to class, will do things right off the field, and all those things. That's going to give you that little bit of edge that you may need, you know, to try to go win these games. And, you know, we start our non-conference against Notre Dame the very first game. So, I mean, you know, there's not – and then Kentucky won 10 games last year. So, I mean, there's a very challenging schedule that we have ahead of us, and we're not giving it a lot of time to get the kind of guys we want to get in our program. But I'll tell you this, the guys that we have here are very eager, they're hungry, they've been very receptive to our staff and for us. And, you know, and so we're starting to build out our culture. That's going to take a little bit of time, but as we continue to recruit the kind of players we want, and, you know, we feel like we'll put a very competitive team out on the field. And, you know, we all know what a fine line it is between winning and losing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's the little things that make the difference, and that's kind of what we're going after.
Scott Satterfield joins us, head coach at University of Louisville. And, Coach, a lot of the kids, you know, Florida has been always kind to Louisville over the years. Now on your roster now, you have a few key players. I know that when I mentioned that you'd be on this evening, that group of players repeated the tweet, and they were looking forward to it. Talk about some of those kids, because you're used to the Florida-based players having over the last couple of years have some really good kids come from South Florida, especially. Yeah. Talk about that infusion, what it does to a program.
Well, number one, I just think that the it's so highly competitive brand of high school football that is played down there in South Florida. And, you know, it doesn't matter what high school you go to, just pick one. They're going to have some players there at that high school. And so each and every week when they're playing against each other, and then even from the time they could walk, they're playing football. And it just means something to them. It's just you know, the passion they have for the game. That's what we're after. We're after those guys that have that passion, that love to compete. And you go watch them play, and that's what you see. And so we've been very fortunate to get a lot of those players to come play for us, you know, when I was at App State. And then, you know, now at Louisville, and we all know the history, you know, from Teddy Bridgewater.
Sure.
You know, to Lamar, who just won the Heisman Trophy, who's, you know, from right down there, close to South Florida. So, you know, there's been a lot of great players come up from there. Down there and to come up here and play, and that we're going to continue to do that. I know, you know, we're going to put a lot of effort in that area, and I know Coach Ponce is, you know, has a great reputation down in South Florida and Miami in particular, and so, you know, we're going to be down there every chance we can to try to pull the right kind of players up. Come help us win some championships here.
Well, I know one thing, Coach. Boone, North Carolina, great place, but now you get a chance to go to one of the more historic places in our country in Louisville, Kentucky, and so much is being held there. So many people are from there, and when Cardinal football's winning, that whole city's rocking, and I know you're going to have it that way. And again, thanks so much for taking the time. Wish we could have got you a couple minutes earlier, but we'll have you back. Have a great spring, and we'll keep pumping you some kids up there.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you having me on. Can't wait to get back down there. And really appreciate you for everything you do for football.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Scott Satterfield, one of the – I'll tell you this. I said this all along. I said it the last couple of years, Danny, that one of the up-and-coming really, really good football coaches in America. That's going to do it for our Monday evening. Thanks to Dominic Mamorelli from Naples, Coach Gary Moise from Piper, Corey Bender from Gators, and Coach Scott Satterfield from Louisville.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.